There's not an on-air sunup this week, but we did want to do a web exclusive with Kim Anderson. Kim, the WASD came out. Let's talk about some of the findings in that report.
Well, it's mostly ugly. You know, you look at world wheat production, it was raised about 200 million bushels to 27.3 billion bushels. The record's 27.7 last year, so this is the second highest on record. It's 500 million bushels above the average, the five-year average. You look at foreign wheat production, and it is a record, 25.6 billion bushels. Of course, U.S. wheat production down 550 million bushels from last year.
Okay, so where did all of that mystery wheat come from?
Well, I think the bad news is a good portion of it came from the former Soviet Union countries, Russian wheat at 2.85 billion bushels. That's essentially a record. You know, last year they had 2.65 billion, but their five-year average is only a little over 2 billion. So that's almost 850 million bushels above their five-year average. You look at Ukraine, they raised it 92 million bushels to 974. Again, a near record. 860 million is their average. Kazakhstan up 34 million. Their average is at 514 million bushels. But if you put those three together, that's a 322 million bushel increase in production.
Has the U.S. production numbers changed any?
Well, you look at U.S., there was no change in U.S. Wheat production for all practical purposes. But, you know, again, we produced over 2.3 billion last year. We're below 1.8 billion this year, you know, down 550 million bushels. The decline in U.S. wheat production, and Australia production is supposed to be down 33%. That decline in production is being made up by the former Soviet Union countries and the European Union.
What does that do to the price of wheat in Oklahoma? Because, I mean, there's a lot of wheat moving behind us here.
Well, you increase Russian and Kazakhstan, Ukraine production, that is hard red wheat. That wheat is going to go out on exports if they have the infrastructure, if they can move it, if they can store it, maintain quality, and move it out in the market. That's going to take from our exports, and I think that's why we saw prices going in the tank right after that report.
Do you think prices are going to stay in the tank? I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, it almost sounded optimistic.
Well, we're lowering the bottom of the tank. I think we will get a rally out of this, but that rally is going to start a lot lower than we thought it would. You look at USDA, they've got the average annual price at $4.80 for wheat. The bottom of that range is $4.50. Our price normally runs about 50 cents less than the national average, or it is has over the last year or so. So that'd give us an expected price for the year at $4.30. We average $4.30, we got to have higher prices. You go to the bottom end of that range, and I think USDA right now is too tall. That gets us down to $4. Up to date, we've averaged about $4.10. So yeah, I think prices will come back up. But I don't know how far this is going to drive, because this has taken our exports. And right now, our exports are running 13% below last year's level.
And we still had plenty of wheat from last year's crop in the bins.
Well, the other place to get rid of wheat is corn.
Right.
You know, we need a disaster in the corn market so we can feed some of this wheat. And corn production was higher than expectations, over 14 billion bushels. I don't see any help coming from anywhere for our wheat prices until we get into really the 18-19 marketing year.
And speaking of, they're cleaning wheat for that crop back here to be planted here in a couple months. I know in the past you've said you're either a wheat producer or you're not, but Kim, 2 years of bad, possibly bad wheat prices in a row.
I think this report's going to change some and going to lower our wheat planted acres. Not necessarily lower than last year, but it's going to keep them down. I think we're going to see some wheat acreage, some marginal acres that might have come back into production, not come into production.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.